Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Craig Smith is here, folks. Craig R. Smith is, I feel like I know him, but we've only just met, and he's new to the show. He's a monetary expert. He founded his company, Swiss America Trading Corporation, a while back, and has turned it into one of the leading companies in the world, experts in trading of precious metals. He is the co-author, along with Lowell Ponte, of the book The Inflation Deception, among other books. But that's what he's here to talk to us about today. Craig Smith, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Craig, I don't know if you heard my introduction when I was telling the audience who was going to be on the show today, but I talked about the fact that you know, I've been around a long time. I got a lot of gray hair. I've seen, I've lived through the couple that you reference in your book. You know, we talked about how they lived their life in the 70s and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I lived that life. I know.
Sure,
I was there when Ozzie and Harriet, you know, were a big deal. I've been part of all that, and so and I'm, you know, I'm a keen observer today, and so. When I look around, from my perspective, I feel like that person in the a little bit on Main Street out here. I feel like that person in the poker game who doesn't know who the mullet is.
Yeah, I love that part of your introduction because you're right. You know, if you don't know who the mullet is, you're the mullet.
Right.
And really, probably one of the most misunderstood parts of our economy today, Jim, is what money is.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you rate the Federal Reserve and ask them for their definition of the word dollar, they give you this long rant, but can't tell you what it is. And that would be like going to McDonald's and saying, give me your definition of hamburger, and mm-hmm. them not being able to tell you what it is, would you ever eat hamburger?
Mm-hmm.
And our founding fathers told us about this. They said that, you know, all the problems that we'd have would not be from lack of want of honor, but as a downright ignorance of how coin, credit, and circulation work.
Mm-hmm.
But what's neat is we have technology now that's starting to find out some very fascinating things. Studies that are being done out of Caltech and Stanford University and Harvard Medical and the National Academy of Sciences that are actually looking at the brain and how the brain responds to money, how it responds to increase in prices,
mm-hmm.
how it responds to inflation and depressions. And it's fascinating, the chemical responses that go on in our mind. That's why casinos don't allow you to use cash on a table. You put a $100 bill down on a casino table,
they get nervous, don't they?
Well, they give you chips,
yeah,
so you don't see
right.
that you're losing your money. Or like your credit card. You know, you can spend $1,000 on a credit card without ever seeing a dollar exchange hands.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at this research, you start to understand that there are chemical triggers that go on in our brain. And money is much like drugs in the fact that it gives you a drug or alcohol, like Milt Friedman wrote
mm-hmm.
about. He said alcohol, it feels great that first couple drinks, but then the next day the pain comes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, subsequently, if we're to detox, first comes the pain and then comes the pleasure, and nobody in this society wants to do that. And that's what we saw Ronald Reagan do in 1980. Along with the head of his Federal Reserve, Paul Volcker, they allowed the pain to come to stop the inflation of the Carter administration,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
put the country through a little bit of pain to
right.
put us on the road to prosperity.
Which is the opposite of what's happening right now.
Exactly. And you couldn't have put it better for me. And that's what we outline in the book. Mr. Obama is following the game plan of Jimmy Carter. People forget, and you remember this, Jim, from 1971 when Mr. Nixon closed the gold window to 1981, the first year of the Reagan years, we had a doubling of prices in America.
The 70s were, they weren't breathtaking inflation like Brazil or Germany, but for America it was breathtaking inflation.
You bet. And people have to remember the first few years of that felt very good.
Yeah.
I sold
a house in the middle of those years, and, you know, I made like 50% on my money.
Melissa and I bought our first house.
I mean, 50% of the price. I bought it for 20 and sold it for 30 in 5 years.
Melissa and I bought our first home in 1977 for $44,000. It was a mansion to us back then, Jim.
Right, right.
And we sold it a year later for $70,000.
Yep.
And that had a great effect. But when the inflation hit us at 14% mm-hmm. and interest rates went to 18% mm-hmm. to counterbalance it, it wasn't very pleasant. And we ended up in a recession, and you know the rest of the story.
So, but you mentioned President Obama, but the truth is, he's just another player in this long play, isn't he?
No doubt. Ever since Mr. Reagan left office, we have had, whether it's the Bushes or the Clintons or the Obamas, you're right. Unfortunately, it's learned behavior, Jim. We only know how to inflate. Think about it. If you're mm-hmm. a saver, and you have $100, and you're saving that for your retirement, do you want that money to spend, have more buying power or less buying power? Well, obviously, we want it to have more buying
right.
power. So you want deflation.
Well, plus,
you want prices.
Companies inflate their way out of their own financial mistakes. But the other thing, Craig, is we've been taught to manage inflation, but fear the heck out of deflation.
Yeah, and see, it's crazy, because if you're a saver, you want deflation.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation only benefits debtors. Now, you know this is an economic
mm-hmm.
principle.
Yep.
Inflation benefits debtors and punishes creditors.
Right.
Now, America, being the largest debtor in the history of the world,
mm-hmm.
now owing $15 trillion in our initial debt and $100 trillion in long-term obligations,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking about our government now.
Right.
Do they want deflation or inflation? They obviously want inflation.
Right.
Yet we
so
as a
why,
people,
why
want to
is, so tell us, but tell us quickly, why is this, in the 45 seconds left, why is this a bad thing? Net it out for us in this segment. Why is this a bad thing?
Well, because inflation takes away your buying power, and it causes your cost of living to go up. And while you may be making more money thinking you're better off, you're actually worse off because it's costing you more money to live. It's like at our website, inflationdeception.com, we outline how this works in the average person. We all want our houses to go
right.
up in value, but we want our gas prices to go down. You can't
mm-hmm.
have both.
Well, and exactly. And the thing is, as I've said many times before, Newton's law of gravity is alive and well in the economy, in the marketplace.
Isn't that the truth?
Whatever goes up will come down. And as Craig said earlier, folks, it feels good for a while going up. But when it comes down, it's not so good. And by the way, I misspoke earlier, Craig, I don't know why I said this. You've been on this show before. You're already a member of our Brain Trust. Back in 04, you were here. I know. I remember now. And I need to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back after these messages with Craig R. Smith. He's the co-author of The Inflation Deception. We come back. We're going to get some solutions. He's been telling us about some of the problems. We're going to get Craig to give us some solutions, some ways that you and I can contribute. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.